Indeed, you are on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Let's try Trent Nkomazi now. The spokesperson Mbuso Malala joins us in conversation. Somlomo, sawubona.
Eh, sawubona bhuti wami.
Unjani mntu omdala?
Ah, siyaphila bhuti.
What's the current status Nkomazi? Siwa sola abasebenza bawo.
Ngicela ukuthi sikuqaqise. Ekuthenini leli gama lokuthi asikaholi alisiliciniso. Kuhola siholile. Lesingakakutholi ma-incentives lafana naboma-overtime, ma-shift allowance, nema-standby allowances, nema-travel plans. Ngiloko lesingakakutholi.
Yeah.
Kuhola siholile. Nedi sesihlanganise ukuthi ngoba sesajwayela ukuthi konke kuqhamuka ngasikhathi sinye.
To what extent then can you give us an update as to whether the third parties were paid? Because also that's among the many reports that suggest ukuthi abanye baholile kodwa baholi imali enganele, and then abanye bakhala ngokuthi you might have paid me, but what about my medical aid? What about my funeral cover? What about my insurances, my pension fund? Talk us through around then the third parties, were they then paid?
All right, that one is very, very clear, Butuami. The market parties, the cut-off date of the payment of each and every local creditor, is on the 7th of every month. Njengoba nawe na ukolota stolobani, setimbata noma sanifanya,
batshela
ukuthi ungafiki mhla ka-7 ungabhadali. So, namhla is the 25th. Yes, the 25th.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that at this present time, you have not confirmed the funds. You are only talking of the deadline payment date, that is the 7th. Am I understanding you correct?
Yes, of which there's no need to press a panic button on that one. Because the Halloween and saying I haven't been paid on the 25th or the 25th, yet it's the 22nd. To me, it doesn't make sense.
I see what you're saying.
But what sort of authority
can you give the province that come the 7th, the third party have been paid? Because even the municipality has been on reports and news lately saying that you've been not paying the third parties correctly.
Yeah, there could have been inconsistencies when it comes to that. Mm. But the thing is, there is an idiom that says the truth, while fasting its shoelaces, the lies will be in Egypt by then. So the thing is, at some point we rush to talk into the negativity rather than the positivity.
But Mr. Malala, you would understand why people would be skeptical about the third party. The municipality has a reputation. It's not allegations. You have not been paying, or there are months or in a month that where you do not pay the third party. So
the only time that we haven't paid that amount, it's now we haven't paid it.
Sure.
And it, according to the agreement that we have with those third parties, it's a 90-day period. Mm-hmm. Just like you with your current installment of your car or of your clothing, to pay within 90 days, maybe they can repossess or cancel the policy and the like.
Mm-hmm.
But so now there's no need to panic for that. There was an assurance from the acting municipal manager to say, by default, every worker that has worked overtime, shift allowance, travel claims, and the like, the municipality should be in a position to have paid that particular person. And then when it comes to the third parties, by the 7th, they should have been paid.
So what has been the normal procedure in the municipality? Do you...
The,
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you. Yeah, the normal procedure was that the thing is, when we started, it was kind of a norm, which is not something that is alpha and omega, but it was a norm to say we pay everything in terms of the salaries,
sure,
with the incentives.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm saying incentives, I'm referring to your overtime, your standby allowances, and your shift allowances,
mm-hmm,
and your travel claims and the like.
What about the you don't pay them?
Yes, with the third part. But mm-hmm, with the third party, it's something different, because if I haven't paid for it,
yeah,
I don't even recall one single worker to say, I've went to a practitioner,
mm-hmm,
for my medical aid and I was declined.
Well,
there hasn't been.
Yeah.
There hasn't
Mr. Malala, I hold a different view from you, because I've been sent messages from workers of the Nkoma's local municipality who have told me that their medical aid have told them that you have missed the payment of money. And the reason why...
Those are...
Yeah.
Yes, those are automatically generated messages, like just like your accounts when you have missed the normal payment date.
But that comes with penalties, do we concede?
No. It doesn't come with penalties when it comes to that. Yes, it doesn't come with any penalties, because when a clothing company X,
mm,
that I have an account with,
sure,
I haven't made a payment by the 7th,
mm,
they will remind me. And at the end, they will put a clause to say, pardon us if you have already paid.
I've noticed something similar on my own personal one. But here's something
I think you've seen that.
Okay, let's engage on this then. When you release a pay or a salary advice of someone, it clearly stipulates the money you have deducted for them for that month on their contributions and the overtimes and all of that.
Yeah.
So when you miss as a municipality, what justification then do you give? Because you have already deducted from me, but you have not handed over. Isn't that unfair?
Yeah, it could be unfair to someone who doesn't understand the procedures and the like, and who has bounced based on to say, I've gone there, mm-hmm, and I've found out that my employer didn't pay what is due to me. The halupalu now is only about overtime, shift allowances,
mm,
standby allowances,
mm,
and travel claims.
So I'm going to be taxing them separately as a municipality.
No. The thing is, the tax bracket.
Sure.
Remember, if you happen to be fortunate to work on different industries,
sure,
you'll understand that. I think maybe that's something that the institution needs to correct.
Sure.
To say these things of paying these things simultaneously,
mm,
caused us a problem, because now I budget on something that is not due to me.
Sure.
Because how do I purchase 4 toothpicks or 4 erasers, not knowing how much I will make errors on that thing? Because overtime is something that it happens when there are emergencies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a fully paid thing that every time I have to a recurring thing that I can even commit a car on that one.
Yeah, but I still don't get the response. Are you going to be taking those deductions or those additionals separately? Because already the salary as it came, my understanding is that it was taxed. So what happens with the other? Are you going to be taxing it as well?
According to the recent, I think when I cannot recall when was the last time when it was declared that COSATU raised that issue to say issues of overtime and stuff like that shouldn't be taxed. Mm. It was based on the amount of hours that you have worked.
So, I see.
Yeah. So now the amount of hours has been cut short to 24 hours, of which it will be very, very unfortunate if we're going to be taxing those. And it's not supposed to be going that way.
Don't tell her. I just got another text here. It says to me that please ask your guest, because I have received mail notification saying other third parties were reported not paid already in May. Yeah, you and I are talking about issues of June now.
Yes, yeah.
I've got a text with screenshots that suggests to me that even the third parties of May were not paid. So you see why workers are right by raising this matter of saying, would the third parties be paid? Because yes, you've paid us partially, but what about the third parties? Because in the third parties, we're talking about funeral covers. If you miss two or three of them, then your policy lapses.
That's correct. You are correct. You are absolutely correct. And everyone has got a reason to be concerned on that one.
No.
And we agree on that one. Me and you agree on that one. So say if I miss 9 days consecutive and the like, then it's something else. Mm. And it's something that has never, ever happened. And it will never happen again. Now we've missed this one because the fiscal year is ending at the end of June, 30th of June, that's Monday.
Mm.
And then 1st of July, we're starting a new financial year.
Mm.
So the budget allocated for the employee-related matters could only cover the basic salaries that me and the employer I signed to say, as Mbuso Malale, now I'm embarking on this work and this is what I'm going to be paid. And on that one, there's no issue of overtime, there's no issue of shift allowance, there's no issue of travel allowance. But in terms of the other things, you are correct when it comes to, say, on the third parties. But now we are on the 25th, we haven't reached the 7th of July. So I'm just checking, what's the panic button coming from?
No, it's coming from the sense that you've already missed May. And what guarantees do you have that you are not going to miss June?
Because I'm not so sure. I've heard one or two saying that again, and I've seen that. But on my side, I haven't seen on my medical aid, they haven't. Maybe it's because they're not acting like Bomashonisa, that once you miss one payment, they're up on your neck.
For example, I just got a text. Now, the text I was reading you, Tom Dela, has come from the South African Municipal Workers Union.
You don't need to mention the name because all those guys are dead. We are our colleagues who are working together and we are one.
So you are aware of this?
Yes, I've heard of it and it happens.
Mm,
just like now, I've already on my side.
Tom Dela,
I've already got a message.
Before I let you go, I'd like us to talk about just something I find very interesting. I'm reliably informed that the municipality passed an unfunded budget of over 400 million. So when you say the budget of the municipality is kicking in 1st of July, right, new financial year.
Yes.
Now, with the issue of unfunded budget, because my understanding of an unfunded budget is that you have passed a budget versus money you don't have, but the responsibilities are many. How does the financial status of the municipality look ahead of the new financial year?
A number of cost containment have been made in order to adhere to that. Remember, this thing is not an isolation to Ngomanzi alone. It's an isolation to the whole of South Africa and the whole of Africa and globally. So this thing is something that we need to adjust and stand firm on it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we need to be true to each other.
Yeah.
Just like the acting MM
yeah.
talked to our good selves to tell us, this time around, your overtime wouldn't be paid on that particular date because it's an incentive. You will get it not long ago.
Yeah. Dr. Dana, let's part it here for this evening. Really appreciate you making time to speak to us.